Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Oh, hi, it's been ages.
It's actually been, you are privy to the first time me and Chris have seen each other in a couple of months.
I can't actually talk about it at all, but I've been doing stuff.
A little bit of mystery. Meanwhile, I have been just waiting for Chris to get back.
No, you haven't.
No, well, the other reason is my gorgeous long-distance relationship means that every weekend I'm like, see ya, and fly away and don't see any of my friends anymore.
I went to Wellington yesterweek. And
Cuba Duper
was on.
Sick.
It was overwhelming, actually.
Yeah.
It was a lot to handle. Like, I arrived and I was staying in this fancy hotel on Cuba Street, which is also, like, really done up. Like, pinks and greens and, you know, leopard print. And I was like, I need to go into a float tank, which I still haven't used that you bought me.
Oh, my gosh, you're going to use that.
I will. And just, like, desensitized because I just felt so
stimulated.
Lord would not handle Wellington on Cuba Duper.
Why do you mean? Just she not? Like, oh, because of synesthesia.
Doesn't she hear colours?
She sees. Yeah, she interprets music as colour. I believe.
Okay.
Or she writes music as colour.
But does she see colour and hear a song?
Yeah, I think so. Every single colour that she
sees. Is it fun making fun of this?
It's not a real. Oh, I didn't know.
Cue the song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male, and they're both gay. The male gaze.
Well, 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 well. Welcome to this episode of
That male
gaze. We'll keep or leave that. God, it's so good to be back.
We're never going to remember we did that.
No.
Beautiful to be back. Both me and Chris have just been performing in the Dunedin Fringe Festival at different times. Again, we didn't see each other. And
purposely, we booked separate trips.
Separate trips.
We can't both be in the city at the same time.
No, it'd be too much.
It would be too much.
But we met lovely fans of the podcast. I met a guy who listened to everyone in lockdown one, listened to every one of our episodes 7 times, he said.
It's honestly too much.
It's way too much.
Listen to another podcast.
Also,
I mean, I'm grateful, but just like, what are you... You're going to get... I reckon they know us better than we know ourselves.
I imagine... I can't remember anything that I've said on this podcast. I probably should intimate details of my life or like clues to who I am that, you know, they know us better than me.
I would love to sit down with them actually and just like get some feedback. No, actually, I wouldn't. I don't like when people give me feedback on myself.
Okay, well...
Like a therapist.
I don't know what we're going to talk
my
about
my therapist is like, can I give you some advice? I'm like, no.
Are therapists meant to give you advice? I guess so.
No, I don't really know what therapist does. Sometimes I'm like... This is a waste of time. But other times I'm like, go see a therapist to myself. So I'm torn. I think there's just some bad therapists.
Yeah. But they're not meant to give you feedback on who you are personally, right? More like tools and techniques you can use to...
I just get a lot of like, blah, 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 me. And then they're like, it's interesting you feel that way. And that's kind of it. You know, you're like, give me like a tip.
And then you're like, I am interesting. And then you leave.
I mean, there's like, I know I'm interesting.
Did you watch a show in Dunedin Fringe? It was a show in an empty shop of like a family going through lockdown.
No.
It was so beautiful and heartwarming. It was like there was a 6-year-old girl, I'm going to say. That's me guessing based on her height. But
cool.
But they, all the dates would come up on this. And then it was just kind of like a nice like little recap of lockdown.
Did it keep just, was it like durational?
No. It was like probably about half an hour long.
Amazing.
But it started like a few days before the announcement. And then the announcement happened. And then it kind of like had them watching Tiger King and just like all this little recap. But the wildest part was that then it was like level one, like 25th of June or whenever we went to level one. And then that was the end of the play. And I was like, okay, this is a very Dunedin version of
I know.
How the lockdowns went.
I have been around the country a fair bit this year. And it's so like, it's just, I forget that everyone's lockdown experience ended
in June last year,
where so we've been like in and out and in and out and in and out.
It's lockdown to me feels like it's a few weeks ago.
Well, I was in Northland actually for the last two.
Of course.
The 3-dayer and the weeker.
And so that technically didn't happen there, right? But, no. But I saw that people were trapped.
Yeah, you can't get through.
You couldn't drive through Auckland.
Yeah.
And there also aren't many flights going, so it's like...
No. No, shocker, not at all. Shocker, I know.
Shocker.
What was the vibe? The week one. The 3-day, I felt like everyone was like, it's like a public holiday.
The 3-day, yeah, exactly. And when it was over, it was like, nice little break. So glad we did that and we sorted it out. And then it was like, uh-oh.
And then a week.
Yeah, and then the week. And that week was torturous because there was no cases the whole time. So it was like...
You're like, why are we doing this?
We knew it was
this?
The right thing yeah. to do, but also it was yeah. like, God, I kind of wish there had been a couple just so that we knew...
Cannot wait to get a big, fat jab in my arm.
Can I tell you something exciting?
You're getting one.
My boyfriend's getting his, I believe, 9th of April.
Why?
Because he works in a goddamn hospital, Chris.
Fucking get me a job in a hospital. I know. I want to go to Bali. No.
Someone said to me when I told them that, they were like, I think you're able to get one because you're in a... partnership with a financial partnership with a health worker, and I don't think that's true, but if it is
they're
true,
like, you're like long distance.
Exactly, but I am in town that day, the 9th of April, so wow. maybe I'll just show up at work,
just
with
suck
a
it out of
lunch.
His arm.
Yeah, maybe.
Fucking cool. Yeah, I'm like, I reckon I'm not gonna, it's so crazy to be like, you're gonna get a letter or something. How did he find out
that he was going to get it?
Yeah.
Well, he works in a hospital, so it's kind of like a part of the staff discussions, I guess.
Yeah, but...
he didn't get a letter from Jacinda.
Just a DM
good,
on
it's
Twitter.
The Prime Minister.
Yo, you're next. You're up. Up where for the jab? Quickly. It's just so crazy to be like, all of New Zealand. All of it. You know, like...
we're all going to get done.
We all have to get it. And it's like, how do they... street by street? I mean, they go age, don't they? Like, priority and...
yeah, so we'll be the last group.
They'll be like, these fags. We
fags are last.
Fags are last, actually. You're like, you're fine.
I'm trying to get a slang term. I'm trying to call it the Vacky Backy. But I tried it last
vacky
night.
Vacky Backy.
Yeah, have you had the Vacky Backy yet?
What's the backy part of the Vacky?
Well, just like the Wacky Backy's weed, the Vacky Backy is vaccines.
Oh, it sounds like a vaccine that goes in your back.
Okay.
The back vac.
That might be why people have been
the
so
confused. Whack
vac.
You need something, the something back, the Vacky.
Yeah.
Like the, I don't know, a something Vacky would work.
The happy Vacky.
We'll work on it.
Yeah.
The Vacky Vacky, I can see why it's not, as a friend, I can see why it's not taking off.
Yeah, okay, well, good to know. And it's good for you as a friend to tell me to shut it.
Shut it. Basically, bury it.
I think we've got to talk about the Queen of the Week early on, because something has happened this week, which is monumental for the queer community, for music, for the world.
It was so crazy. Okay, so we're obviously talking about Lil Nas X's video. How do you say the song?
Monstero.
Monstero.
Which is his given name, I believe.
Right.
And then Call Me By Your Name.
And then, which has he, do you reckon he's read and seen?
Read the book.
Yeah.
I reckon he's seen the film.
Yeah. It's such an interesting reference as well. Like, such a peculiar reference.
Yeah. Especially because it is.
I have not read the book.
The book is hard work.
Right. Which is why I was like, what? But like, to call a whole piece of like art that you're making.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he loves the book, but very funny.
Maybe it was just also a signifier of like what that film, what meant for like the queer community is like, I don't know. He wanted to have a song with as big an impact. Did it have a big impact? I don't really know.
I don't know. It's very interesting as well, considering what we know about Army Hammer.
Damn Hammer, I forgot about
but
that.
But maybe he's Satan, you know?
Yeah, exact God.
But the music video, more importantly.
It's been a full-on year. The music video is so amazing.
Was that this year?
Yeah, that all came out this year.
He's a cannibal.
Yeah, he's just a bad man in absolutely every department, and it's being more and more confirmed, and yeah, he's got to go. No one will ever watch that movie. I always was suspicious of people who liked that movie too much. Something about the fact that, I don't know, just because it was like, I don't know, it was just a rich family in Italy.
But
and
is that
like,
nice?
Like,
so was the Sound of Music.
I know, but it was a bit yawn fest for me.
I thought it was a bit hot. I thought it was a bit hot.
When it panned to the tree during the sex scene.
100% that could have been seen. But then do we want to see a teen fuck? Who's to say?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The age difference was too big as well. Anyway, the music video, more importantly, is the best piece of art.
It's amazing. Michael was just like, it must have just dropped like by 2 or 3 hours. And I was just like, I've deleted my Twitter. So I'm kind of like not aware of what like things about to happen.
Mm.
And I was just kind of like sitting in bed like ho-hum. And then Michael was like, do you want to watch the Lil Nas X video? And I thought it was like 2 weeks old.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. And then I was like, I was so turned on.
It's so hot.
It's the I was like, I want to have sex with Satan immediately. The fuck? I think my favorite look, the one that I keep going back to, is the CK ones.
The CK ones? I know.
No, not ones.
That's the perfume.
That's the perfume.
But they're called, it's like the CK brand, same kind of branding as on the perfume on the undies.
Right.
And the
boots. It's,
and when he puts the horns on at the end.
It's so, it's and hot. Sliding down the pole. I'm just like, fuck me up.
When he has his arms around Satan's thigh and his legs in the air, I'm like,
iconic. And also I was like, he's presenting himself as a bottom.
He sure
and
is.
And for me, that felt powerful.
That's the hottest bit is when, to me, like, Satan has his hands on his butt. And I'm like, fuck, this is good.
This is so good.
This is so good.
It's amazing. It's amazing to see bottom representation that way.
Yeah.
From him.
Because Troy Sivan had done Bloom, which is obviously an iconic moment for bottoms.
But it's
everywhere.
Like, soft, yeah.
It's kind, like, of, it's kind of like soft, romantic, beautiful. This is like.
And I also feel like maybe what societally, like, Troye Sivan is coming up against in his, you know, as an artist versus what, like, say, Lil Nas X is in terms of where he is situated in the music industry.
The prejudices he's come up against.
100%. Yeah. Like, it's like, it's like the, it's just like, it's more intense. And so I feel like for him to be so overtly himself and confident and like nothing is turned down.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know if it's camp, but it's like,
The second looks are camp, that section of the, like, in the gladiator thing with the blue wigs.
100%. That's camp. Yeah. Like, it's like,
I mean, the Garden of Eden's pretty camp. The whole thing is camp, I think.
Yeah, but when it gets a bit satanic, it gets a bit more, like, raunchy, thotty, like, gorgeous, you know. But, like, it's just, like, it's just powerful. I just, like, I think he's an amazing artist.
You are, on Twitter right now, you are missing out on one of the great Twitter things of all time, which is just Lil Nas X's tweets, like trolling absolutely everyone, quote tweeting all of his critics.
Because it's blown up with like sort of conservative Christians, right?
Yeah, and people are like, this is ruining society. And then he did an iconic tweet about like, you guys are going to forget about slavery and the Holocaust, but call this music video ruining society.
100%.
Clapbacks are so strong.
It's interesting because any kind of major groundbreaking music video has this effect. Like Anaconda had the same thing. Like, all that time ago, you know.
Christina Aguilera, beautiful.
Dirty?
No, beautiful. I mean, for different reasons.
Right. Never pink. Anyway. But yeah, an amazing artist. And I remember when he first came out, we were like, kind of like, whoa, this is fucking massive. And then to kind of see him not be like, just this like one hit wonder. You know, or like, but actually continue to like deepen and progress like queer identity and aesthetics. It's fucking legendary.
It's sick.
I'm like, fucking what an asset to our community.
It's
I feel so proud to like, yes, when I see an artist like that doing what they're doing, you're just like, fuck, that's cool. Yeah. It's so good.
Great music, great video. We lift you up, Lil Nas X.
Yeah, you're the one.
I was looking up, because of this music video's huge impact, I just was like, what are some other like big queer music videos that like were absolutely iconic? So kind of factor the gay, I guess, but I've just been looking up the history of...
Did you see his Christmas Holiday music video where he like hooks up with himself?
Yeah.
It's so good. Anyway.
Everything he does is good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I've been looking up the history of Tattoo, the Russian band.
All the things you said. What was the vibe? I would love to learn more about.
My head, running through my head.
Were they sisters or lovers?
Absolutely not sisters. They were lovers.
I felt like someone was telling me they were sisters at one point.
It was twisted, though.
You know what? It happened possibly at the worst time of pop culture. What year were they big?
Let me find out when the singles released. I think it was about 2004, maybe.
I honestly think the early 2000s were just absolutely cooked.
Yeah.
For a while, like, things were like...
Oh, 2002 it came out.
Don't you reckon, though? Like, I feel like when we look back at some stuff, like, some representation in pop culture and media, like, there was some early kind of, like, queer characters existing in, like, the 90s, the 80s and 90s. And then it got into the 2000s, and it was suddenly, like...
No more.
Pop princesses and, like, fucking Justin Timberlake.
Well, the fucking early 2000s was all promise rings. It was all like pure of heart. Everyone was like, we're virgins.
Yeah, and if you're not, you're a slut.
Yeah.
God, it's bad.
It was so toxic.
So what's the
tea
on Tattoo?
Well, basically when they were 14 years old. A Russian producer got them together with the plan to use this as the whole time to set up that they were a schoolgirl lesbian couple because there was some Swedish film that he was inspired by. So some twisted producer got them together. And the video for All the Things She Said where they're hooking up.
Are they actually together?
Never.
Oh.
There's a video where they're pashing in the rain, right?
Yeah,
and there's all
on the fence.
On the fence, yeah. They were 17 then, so still pretty freaking young. And then they kind of played it up, were like trying to be guarded about it, whether they were actually together or not. And then maybe a couple years later, they were like, we're not, we never have been. Then they kept releasing music. Then one of them went on a Russian talk show and said she wouldn't want a gay son. And she said she wants a man, not a fag. She used the word fag.
Russia.
Then they kind of like defended it. Then she said she had gay friends. She was like...
Oh, that's the worst, eh?
Oh, so bad.
And I've got gay friends.
I've got gay friends. And when she said that, she
next year,
like,
Comedy Fest title is called
I've got gay friends. Then she said she had she was like, of all the things you could be, you know, like a murderer or a rapist, gay's not that bad. As if it's like on, as if you're choosing between those.
Oh, Mike Watson, yeah, fucking hell.
The other one distanced herself from it. All bad stuff though. And then most recently is when they performed at the 2014 Russian Winter Olympics at the opening ceremony, and everyone was like, they did all the things she said, and they were like, what are you doing?
They did all the things she said.
That's the song.
I know, it's just funny to hear it in that context.
They did all the things she said. Everything she said, they did.
They did it. She said it, they did it.
Anyway, they did that performance, and everyone was like, why are you doing this when Russia is so, at that time, had this like bill to ban gay propaganda? I mean, that's still valid, but I think the bill had just come out then. Anyway,
far out.
That stuff. One of them has a solo career still in Russia, and one of them...
The goodie or the baddie?
I guess you'd call it the goodie. The goodie is still making music.
It's so bad, isn't it?
It's awful, awful,
yikes.
Awful.
Yikes. I mean, because I watched the Britney doco.
Framing Britney Spears.
Framing Britney Spears, which I feel like it's important as well to like totally acknowledge that like I was... definitely part of that, like,
oh, totally.
Sharing shit, laughing, you know, like calling her an icon, like in this sort of like ridiculous, like, and she is an icon obviously, but just like it's so sad and a complete casualty of like some horrific shit, like she's a victim. It's oh my god, and it's still going on.
And she's so, when you watch those early interviews with her, she's so smart, she's so switched on, she's really aware of her image, so to kind of,
yeah. I still love her style of dance though.
Oh, amazing.
Like it's just like it hits me on this like level of, I just like love that style of contemporary dance because it's like when I fell in love with contemporary dance. It's like that's how everyone dances.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Would you call that? It feels like jazz dance.
Soft lyrical, yeah. Soft lyrical jazz. Yeah, 100%.
Gorgeous. I wish I could have seen her Las Vegas show.
Yeah, but that was great.
That's a twisted part of it.
The second Las Vegas, you know, the announcement. I remember watching that, being like, "What is going on?" Bar out. I know that music industry is wrecked.
Absolutely.
Like it's wrecked.
Kaput. But I feel like it's becoming less wrecked in terms of artists independently representing themselves.
Mm.
Music labels having less power these days.
Isn't that the deal with like Frank Ocean?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he release like...
So Endless. So he was contractually obliged to release a certain amount of albums. So
yes.
Endless, the kind of like weird album that came out. I think he released it on like VHS in the end. And there was the weird like live streaming of him building, like doing Renault in a room.
Yes.
So that was his last obligation to that label.
Like a fun thing.
Yeah. And then he released Blonde independently.
Oh.
One of the greatest albums.
He's...
Have you listened to the Dissect podcast?
No.
I don't know if you'd be into it, but it's my thing.
I could be into it.
The Dissect, basically every season they go track by track through an album and kind of unpack all the musical influences.
Oh, beautiful.
So I sometimes at the end of a night, I put my nice headphones on, I lay on my Shark D Mac and I listen to an episode of Dissect.
I just jerk off.
And I come everywhere.
I think he's a mystery, Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
Like, where is he most? He's like Carmen Sandiego.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like pops out every now and then like, oh, is it Met Gala? You know,
yeah.
And then it's like gone again.
I wonder how much him and Beyonce keep in touch.
I wonder if there's like a thread. Illuminati.
Yeah,
it's called the Illuminati thread.
Illuminati.
Rihanna's like really similar as well of like this sort of tier of pop star who you just aren't sure how they live their life.
They seem truly unreachable.
Unreachable. Godlike. Which
yeah.
is like probably the point.
Apparently Rihanna, on Twitter the other day, it seemed like there was a Rihanna documentary has leaked. And that is all about her working on her new album, which comes out soon. It's going to be, it's been like 5 years since she released Anti.
Yeah.
Oh, she's good.
She's good.
I love Rihanna. She's
I really love Rihanna.
I really do.
Yeah, you really
do. I'm really impassioned about her.
I really like Benny a lot.
Wow. Yeah, I saw her at Postal Service once.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Cool.
And I thought about being like, love the music.
It's a great album. I was listening to it when I picked you up.
Oh, cool.
And I just feel like, what a cool pop star that we've got. And so weird. How crazy for her to like be at the height of your career and like you can't tour.
You can't leave.
You can't go overseas.
Yeah.
She must be like...
But I feel like it's nice because...
It's sort of shaping her into an amazing artist.
Yeah. And in New Zealand, like I don't think people that are famous in New Zealand feel that famous because...
Yes.
No one's trying to pep them anywhere. No one's coming up.
Imagine having pep culture here.
Yeah.
It'd be so good.
Have I talked about when I saw Dan Carter at the gym like a few weeks after the Rugby World Cup final in 2015?
Wow,
and
no.
People were just walking up to him the whole time and like, congrats.
I was in the Wellington airport like the day after the election, the recent election, and like Grant Robertson and Chris Hipkins and the Governors General were all in the Koru Lounge.
Wow.
I had a Koru membership at the time.
Very cool.
Since ditched. But I was like, everyone was just like, hey, shot man. Just like walking up to Grant Robertson and be like, is he Deputy Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so people just be like, awesome, cool.
Awesome, man, like, awesome.
I was like, that's so good.
Oh, nice that you ditched your Koru membership. The Kransky sausages are so gross. In the
I'm going to be like, yeah, it's just like actually not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. It's like I was doing a lot of like travel at the time when I got it, and so I was like, yes, this seems like a good idea. And I feel like it's worth it if you're doing international travel.
Yeah.
Because you can like have a shower, and but it's just not happening, is it? So I was like, nah, fuck it. I don't want this chive scrambled eggs and Kransky sausages. Like I just I can sit wherever I like and I don't have to like eat something and like flick through a bad magazine. And
you've got the best ugly bagel at every you know, you've got lots of nice little things.
Yeah.
I say that I do have one. I kind of like I don't know. I made the decision in a blind panic at the start of this year when it came up to renew. But I had so many, I've got so many flights booked because I'm jetting around the country.
Trying to have sex with your boyfriend.
Having sex with my boyfriend, yeah.
Each city,
yeah.
How is the long distance thing going?
Really well. We've kind of like accidentally ended up like truly for the
breaking
next...
Breaking up.
For the next 4 weekends, I think, we're seeing each other.
Oh, that's so nice.
So it just kind of like... Cheap flights, I'll do get gigs in Wellington, he's coming up for Easter. You know, like just it just all happens. And so and then that takes us to like after Comedy Festival. And then it's like, well, the year's pretty much over then anyway. Not really. No.
It's May. May. Yeah. January, February, March, April, May. You're not even actually halfway through
I
the
know,
year. The
yeah.
year's almost over. End of May. Unreal. Unreal. That's so good.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I do feel like that sometimes. I'm like, oh, because Comedy Fest is like the height of our year in a way.
It really is. With
which that actually sounds depressing because it is truly only 3 weeks. But
you're thinking about everything around that time, I think.
Yeah, because you try and build space in and around it. You build at the beginning of the year to kind of do that, and then you can ride out your new material with other gigs.
And do festivals around in the lead up to it. And then afterwards, it's like, well, what did Comedy Festival get me? Like,
What did it cough up? And so... Yeah, it does feel like the fallout a little bit, but not really.
Not really.
And some great stuff can happen in your life, actually.
I guess I'm just thinking.
I haven't been on the podcast since I got engaged.
Oh, holy fuck. I haven't seen you since you got engaged.
I'm not wearing the ring because I left it off. I take it on and off.
Listeners, did you know Chris Parker engaged?
So funny. If you go back onto the podcast,
you railed against marriage.
Railed against it. And I honestly truly thought you would get married first.
Wow.
But swiped in there.
You made the switch was massive though with you.
I felt like it was growing.
Yeah.
Where I would be like, oh, I don't know. It seems pointless or seems expensive. And I think I've got there's so many developments. I've also got Invisalign, and do you get spit bubbles at the top of your?
No, I didn't get that.
That's a cool thing that I've got with mine.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sometimes just spit comes flying out of my mouth.
Oh.
Anyway, it was like, I think what we all end up doing will be like a very, I mean, it does sound like every quirky bride, but like, it'll be a very specific ceremony suited to us. Whether
or not that looks
or manifests anything like a wedding, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I think we're going to like kind of boil it down to its key components and figure out like what we want to do. Because there's so much of it that I'm like, I can't imagine myself doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine myself holding a bouquet of flowers and walking into a room, having been kept away, locked in a cupboard somewhere, and like making an appearance.
Of course not.
So I'm like, well, then what? You know, that's half a wedding. Half a wedding is the bride walking out.
But the weddings that I've been to where they just greet you on the way in, which has been the gay ones. It's been so nice.
Yeah.
You're just like, hey. And then they're there.
Yeah, totally.
And then they get a round of applause and they walked. Well, yeah, it depends what you're going to do. I think I've only been to one gay when they walked up the aisle together and everyone just clapped for them and then it was all on, you know?
Yeah, I think we kind of want to maybe center it around like a dinner or something.
Mm.
So the whole thing's kind of broken over the night.
Yeah.
Because that's the best bit, is like the dinner and the speeches. And I'm like, can you tie that? Because the ceremony is this like 20-minute thing that happens up top.
Yeah.
And then you're like, right, let's get like drunk and talk and, you know.
Who are you going to get to be the celebrant? Do you have to have a celebrant?
I don't know. Like, I just, part of me is like, because we were going to call it, you know, there's many things we were going to call it, like, a, you know, commitments, all these bogus, and I was like, it's actually easier to probably just get married, and then it's like, yeah, it's my husband. Like, that's so cool.
Yeah, that
part of me, like, so kind of
cool.
Loves that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know. Just work it out.
Exciting. And you kind of do have a time frame in mind, right? Or not? Loose.
Michael loves everything in line, so yeah. It's like, we're hoping for it to be, like, on our anniversary.
Wow.
So cool. It's 2nd of Feb.
That's so nice.
Like maybe under a year. It's a lot to organise. But
maybe it's just 2nd of Feb.
Yeah.
Ours is like January.
No, we've discussed this. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yours is like the 3rd of?
No, it's at end of January. But also we always forget it. And we always remember when we met, which was the 29th of December. So we
beautiful
kind of,
sound,
that
actually.
Kind of, yeah, sorry, that was the grudge. That kind of becomes our anniversary because we were trying to decide between the two, our first date or when we first met. And ultimately, we always remember when we first met.
Just
and
do
the
that.
Last 2 years, we have forgotten about our first date.
Oh, it's a lot to weddings are a lot to organize. And I don't know, it's a fun little radio thing for us. It's like my wedding journey.
Radio thing. Listeners, call in and let
do
us know.
Do you have any hot wedding tips? But I don't know. I've been to one gay wedding, it was the best. It was the best of the bunch, you know, like they're really fun, but you do have to think about lots, you know, because you're just like, well, I'm not gonna wear the bridal dress, like, you know, in white. So you kind of cross that off, and then you're like, parents aren't handing me away, cross that off. Mm-hmm. Like, there's lots of things you sort of don't want it in a church, cross that off. You know, you sort of begin to work, you're like, what's
do want ushers?
I know I want performers, part of me wants to start off with a quiz.
Oh, that's fun. About you two.
Yeah. The the whole, what do I call them? You don't call them a congregation. The
audience.
They're not, yeah.
The fans.
Guests.
The fans.
The guests.
The fans. They're in the fans.
Fans of the pod.
There should be a walkway, like, you know, when there was the Rugby World Cup and you could walk across Bond Street Bridge. Like, there was like the fan walk.
The trail. Fan trail.
I know, because they would hire
that's a great
actors
idea.
To like dress up in costumes and be like, this way to the rugby, boys.
Well, I'm thinking about, I don't know if I want to say this. I know that it doesn't really matter. I'm just like, get someone like book it in advance or something.
Oh, yeah.
But a certain place that would involve like getting to by train.
Gorgeous.
Which I thought would be kind of fun, because then everyone get wrecked.
Hamilton.
It's in the weekend. We're going to take one of those weekend Hamilton.
Those commuter trains.
It's an hour 15 train.
I'm going to Hamilton tonight.
Oh, what for?
Performing at the Waikato University O-Week.
Amazing. Yes. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks so much. Don't know why.
Do you get nervous about those gigs?
No, but I should. I have to do half an hour, which is lengthy.
Oh, no, that's fine. But I just did, when I get half an hour, I'm like, I'll do 15 minutes and blow it out.
Yeah, that's true. Actually.
Just be 15 minutes and be like a complete and utter attention-seeking slut out there.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I love
that. Yeah.
I actually got an apartment meeting at 3:00, which is really exciting.
Ooh.
Really want to buy a house, but just need 10 times more money, apparently, you know.
Yeah, it's hard out here for everyone.
Yeah, but I love chatting to real estate agents. I love going to open homes.
Going to open homes is so nice.
It's my new favorite pastime.
Yeah.
Just like,
I love a duo of real estate agents who work together and trying to like work out what they're
one in the house, one meets you out the yes, driveway. Did yes, you get the paperwork? Yes. All that stuff. Love that.
Often there's a pair of people who are like quite different, like energy. Quite different in every way. Yeah.
And you begin to start. I'm at the point now where I'm like, did we meet it? You know, and you're like, yes, we did yes. meet, I think a couple of weekends ago. And like, so they begin to.
It's like when they fly you on the way out, they're like, and we've also actually got one just around the corner.
Yeah, I love it.
I've truly been to about two of these recently.
Like, I reckon I've done like eight now, wow. eight or nine, and they're really fun.
Yeah.
It's like, I encourage anyone to like just walk through someone's home and just pretend like you're going to buy it.
Yeah.
And just be like, oh, no, 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 no. You know, just like disapproving of everything.
Yeah.
It's really fun. Michael and I went to one, and there was another kind of architect friend, and the two of them just like went off discussing out loud like what they would do to the place to fix it, which was I hope the owners are here.
Yeah. I so this kind of ties in engagement and looking at houses, but our friend Laura Daniel got engaged recently, and I was one of like two people who knew what was going to happen on the day, and I was trying to play it very cool. And here's what I did. Joseph, her fiance, was going to take her to Waiheke for a picnic, and keeping it very casual, it was like, so she was like, oh yeah, Joey wanted to go to Waiheke today, and I was like, oh yeah, that'd be fun. And he was working in the morning, and I was trying to keep it very casual, and then for some reason we started like talking about homes, and then we looked at open homes on Trade Me, and then we found one that had a recording studio in the garage, which for them, because they do like comedy songs, was cool. And then she was like, should we go check it out? And I was like, yeah, absolutely, of course, knowing that Joseph was gonna get home.
Oh my god. Where is she?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And
were you late? Were they late?
Yeah,
I would say that's classic you.
Classic me.
Fuck.
There was other things that pushed them back, but I was one of the contributing factors.
Absolutely, yeah. And you knew. So like,
I know, and I think I was like, remember to play it truly cool, like yeah, don't like, play out what's happening today, and that led to me.
It's diabolical, but very funny. That's terrible actions. So good. Well, we went out for it. I was truly surprised because he asked me, and we went out for a really fancy dinner, which is one of my favorite things to do in the world. It's just like spending so much money on dinner,
big blowout,
like eat 20 dishes, and it was a wine match.
Yum.
He doesn't drink. I drank. I got fucked up. I was real drunk.
All the selfies that you sent that night. I look wasted. It's amazing.
You're like blurry.
Yeah.
And then my feet were kind of sore because I was wearing nice boots. And so I was like, it was like, do you want to, let's go for a walk. And usually we would both like bail on. We were like, because we wanted to go for a walk after dinner. And then usually we would like, if one of us bails, we'll both bail. And I was like, my feet are sore, you know, drunk. And he's like, I think we should still do the walk. And I was like, well, okay. Like, luckily I was drunk, you know, because I was just like, okay. And then we Ubered down to Britomart because we were staying in a hotel downtown. Gorgeous. Big anniversary, you know.
Yeah.
And then walking around, and then I just turned around, and he was on one knee and asked me, and I thought he was kidding to begin with. So sweet.
Did you cry?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, of course.
So good. I cried anything, though.
Yeah, I cried anything as well. But
I love to cry, but yeah, it was so good. And then called my parents, and I was like, fuck, this is so cool. And now this is really fun.
It is fun.
I caught up
it?
With some like, I did some shows, then talked to some like young sort of like friends of friends at like, and you know, in their 20s or whatever. And one was like, do you have a partner or anything? No, do you have a boyfriend? And I was like, I've got a fiance. And I was like, I sound 45. There's just moments where you catch it. You're like, I'm so old.
It's so fun. It's such a fun word.
Yeah, I don't really use it a lot. Like, I still say partner, I reckon. Because fiance just is like, oh, we get it.
I barely ever say partner.
Do you say boyfriend?
Yeah.
This dude I'm seeing.
Unless I'm seeing, like, I don't know, a doctor or something like that, you know, then I'll say partner.
Life partner.
Yeah. Or job. Maybe long-term life job partner. Interview. Basically just anytime I want to see him grown up. But I think I would use fiance liberally and as much as possible.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't wait to say husband.
That's going to be fucking awesome to drop.
This is my husband. Everyone's like, fuck, whoa, got kids? No.
You guys must really like each other.
Yeah, we're madly in love.
And the ring is so cool.
Yeah, huge smiley face ring.
How often do you wear it? Do you wear it all
every
the time?
Every day. I just, not today because I went to the gym.
Yeah,
But it's huge, but it's really fun.
Heavy? Hefty?
Hefty, yeah. But it's fun to like, I don't know. It's like, it reminds me that it can be like,
fun.
Ridiculous as well. Silly. You know, it doesn't have to be like this very like earnest thing,
which
will be good. I'm trying to continue that all the way
along. Does Michael have an engagement ring as well?
No, he doesn't. And this is that thing that I made the like comedy video about because people like don't get it. You know, they're like, well, how does it work? And you're like, well, it doesn't really. Like, if a guy proposes in a kind of traditional, as we know it, straight engagement,
yeah,
then usually it's like the guy proposes, she has a ring. And then no one ever asks the guy, like, do you have a ring?
Yeah, true.
But because it's two guys, everyone's like, well, what's fair? You know, but then Michael's like, I'm going to buy him a ring.
Yeah, and I feel like I know couples who have straight and gay who have, like, once proposed to the other and then the other one, like, did another, like, proposal, essentially, where they took...
Yeah. And I've got a friend...
Also because of, like, the weird connotations of an engagement ring being, like... Mm. It's like there's a little bit of an ownership thing out of it, I think, probably in how it was created, the whole 100%. Idea of it. Yeah.
Mine,
it's like marking someone, yeah.
I've got a friend who got an engagement watch.
Oh, gorgeous.
So it's like a present's fun.
Yeah.
So, but I had bought Michael, like... a necklace, like, literally a week earlier.
Oh, yeah.
As a birthday present. So I was like, whoa, more jewelry, you know. But now I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I feel like it's fun. And, like, it's fun to, like, remind yourself of, like, yeah. the commitment. So I was like, he should get a ring. And it needs to be, like, as big as and as fun as mine, I reckon.
Wow.
Huge, giant kush ball on his finger.
Fucking hell.
Let's wrap this up, baby.
Yeah, you got to go to that meeting. We're so sorry that we took so long.
Yeah, we'll be back again.
Yeah, it's been stunning to hear from you listeners. Not hear from you, but...
We sense that you're laughing.
Yeah.
And if you're not, cheer up.
And the moral of the story is... Comedy Fest shows. Please book tickets. Please book tickets.
When are your dates?
This 11th of May, opening in Wellington for a week, and then the 18th of May in Auckland.
So your second and third week.
Yeah, and I got two shows in Christchurch.
Ooh.
At Little Andromeda.
Oh, so snap those up.
Yeah.
And I'm all my kind of like level two tickets have sold, but there'll be like more released like a week before we open. So please buy those ones. And so that is first week in Auckland, which is like the
4th of May?
4th of May? 4th or 5th of May?
Yeah.
And then I'm doing the Wellington second week, 11th.
Are we there together?
Oh, yeah. Are we?
Yeah.
Everyone's in town.
Me, you,
oh,
Lana,
that's
Guy.
Right. And that's why I don't need to sort Acon for you because you're going to be with your same-sex life partner.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Okay, great. And then I'm doing Christchurch like... Oh, that's not announced, but I guess it is here. It's a secret. Christchurch dates are coming really, really soon as well at Little Andromeda. Thank you so much for listening.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.